evening, everyone, and welcome to the first Coach McVay show of a new season. I'm JB, along with DeMarco Farr. As you can tell, we're doing something a bit different with the show this year. We're coming to you live from Thousand Oaks and the Rams facility. DeMarco, really excited about having Sean McVay, head coach of the Rams, with us for the next 30 minutes to recap the win over the Chicago Bears. Good evening, Coach.
Good to see you guys in this great studio.
I like it. I can almost touch it.
There you go.
Well, congratulations on yet another Week 1 victory, the fifth of your head coaching tenure. Let's start with the fact that you gave out two game balls. I know we'll talk a lot about the second of them, Matthew Stafford, but how about the first, Stan Kroenke, who brought that building to life to make it all happen?
He really did, JB. And, you know, what's cool is getting to develop a relationship with him since I've been here. What a great man. And then, you know, the vision. It's like when you get me talking about football, but then when you get him talking about this stadium, the vision that he had for it, to see it come to life with fans, such an iconic venue. And I just was really pleased the way that our players played and gave him a debut that I think he deserved. And, you know, it was fun to be able to have him share that with our players, and really grateful to be able to work for such a great owner, and very appreciative of that. And it makes you want to work that much harder for him. And what an awesome stadium, what an awesome electric atmosphere, and, you know, hopefully many more to come. But it was great to have the fans there and really make that venue come to life.
I think we all said it last year, you miss the fans, but I didn't know how much football needs fans until they all showed up at the stadium.
So true. I mean, it's eerie. I was telling guys, even going back to our opener against the Cowboys last year, you almost had to say, this is real football. You could hear everything. I mean, it was eerily reminiscent of like when I was playing seventh grade football, you know, without the fans and stuff like that. But yesterday was a special day. Guys did a great job, you know, starting the season the right way. There's a long, long way to go, but to be able to do it on prime time or in prime time in front of a national audience, and for the guys to come out the way that they did, I thought we were able to show a lot of different sides of what our football team's capable of, and a lot of good things to be able to improve on as well.
How about Stafford? The highest yards per attempt and quarterback ranking of his career. He does it in his Rams debut. For those of you who have kind of been turning the wheels for maybe 8 months for this first game plan, probably had a sense of what might be to come, but to see it actually play out in real time, what did that feel like?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, he made it come to life, as did our players. And it's always about those guys, JB. But I thought, you know, just from the jump, I thought he did a great job making good decisions. We had a couple shots down the field where he delivered in a big fashion. But I also thought some of the underneath completions, even something as simple as the second down where they basically bring a zero to an empty. He hits Higbee on a quick hitter on an in-breaking route. I just thought he was really clean. He had great command throughout the course of the game. And then the deep ball accuracy was definitely on display. And I thought it was great that you hit a couple different guys on the deep balls. You know, you end up activating Van Jefferson, who, what an awesome play for him. He's really done a great job. And I thought that was a great illustration of all the work he's put in, making two big time catches for us yesterday to be able to hit Cooper over the top. And then Higbee makes a big play. But there was a lot of guys and a lot of people that can do those kind of things for us. And Matthew and the protection was outstanding as well.
It was awesome there. The TV copy is fun when the ball's in the air on the deep ball to Van Jefferson. Just the crowd going, whoa. And then bang, the place goes nuts.
Yes, it was fun, DeMarco. It was exactly what we had hoped for, to be able to start off the right way. And, you know, those guys executed. They always make it come to life. But, you know, that was a play that we had been working on. And it was just a matter of, did we call it play one, two, or three?
Well, how do you know? This is the question. How do you know without doing it in the preseason? I'm sure you watch and practice. You know what you're doing. But without live drills or without being tackled, how do you know all this stuff is going to work on game day?
I think, you know, that's part of trusting the players, you know, and trying to make sure that we're simulating as close to full speed reps in these practice settings. You know, that's the good thing about the way that our players practice is, hey, we want to try to minimize the risk for injury, but also try to simulate as much game-like atmospheres and environments as possible. I thought our look teams were outstanding this past week. You know, you look at just the looks that we were getting, and, you know, we weren't exactly sure what to expect from them defensively, but a lot of the structures we thought would be somewhat similar to what our defense does. And so we were able to get great looks, and then ultimately our players executed. But you never know until it really comes to life. But you certainly were optimistic and confident, but they made us right on a lot of the decisions yesterday.
How about that in terms of your in-game communication, what you just said? You rehearse it as hard as you can, but what takeaways, having done it now, spoken through a game with Matthew through four quarters that counted, will you take to Indianapolis and improve upon?
I think it was stuff that I had just just hoped, you know, it was really just refreshing. He was so steady, so calm throughout, but he's got a great swag and a great energy. I thought Jalen said it best in his post game press conference. You know, there's just a game day swag that he has. There's an excitement. He loves competing, and you certainly know it's not too big for him, but I just thought he sees the field so well, and then he's able to communicate exactly what he's seeing in real time. You know, that's what I really liked is as he's coming off, it's not, well, let me wait to look at the surface and let me just stare at the surface and see exactly what it is. I mean, he's seeing it. He's playing the game in real time. That's what the special ones do. And I just think, you know, his ability to articulate that, it's how we can really have great dialogue and communication and then be able to move from one series on to the next. But that's an elite trait of his, and that's something that I think will really only benefit us as we move forward. And I thought he was great with Kevin O'Connell and Zach Robinson as well.
I saw when he came out of the tunnel when they announced his name. I mean, I know he's been in the league, what, 12, 13 years?
Yeah.
He seemed like a high school kid. Like, this is exciting for him. And then the guy's got a whip, can throw it anywhere on the field at any time. I mean, you have to be excited to have this guy running your offense.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, because he's got such a great zest, you know, for life, but also he's a joyful competitor. I mean, you know, you could see whether he's running out of the tunnel. I mean, even you watch him freaking high step, and I told him, I said, I don't want to hear any excuses about you're not an athlete. Said you're long striding down the sideline, celebrating, high-fiving guys, but that's fun, man. You know, I think at the end of the day, you guys have heard me say before, we're looking for urgency, but enjoying ourselves. That's when I think our guys are at their best. I think that's true to what the personalities on this team from a leadership perspective have. I'd like to think that's who I am, unless you guys catch me on a grumpy day. But, you know, this game is fun, and you don't ever want to lose sight of that, but you want to have an urgency with the way we go about executing and approaching our business. And yesterday was great, and I thought Matthew illustrated that perfectly with his leadership and his poise throughout.
We enjoy those grumpy day conversations, too.
No, you don't.
Help us settle a public dispute that's been raging over the past 24 hours. On the Cooper Cup touchdown, a couple of known personalities, one being Darius Butler with some support from others, saying 100% a coverage bust on the part of the Chicago Bears. Dan Orlovsky arguing it not a blown coverage. Matthew moved the safeties with his eyes and his shoulders. Where does the truth lie?
Truth lies in whatever the Bears coaches say or those players. You know, I can't say I'm not in their meetings. I don't know exactly what's supposed to happen right there, but I was pleased with the result from our guys, and they did an excellent job there. So we'll let Darius and Dan have that conversation.
It's a play that doesn't happen, though, if Robert Wood doesn't move the chains on the third down right before it. I think it was 19 yards, one of the biggest plays of the night.
I think it was. And I said it yesterday, and I felt that way in the moment. JB, you know, we're coming out of the half. They had a little bit of momentum where it was 13-7. That was our first drive getting the ball. We didn't have success on the first two downs. And then for that to be kind of, we went fast, and we ended up, you know, being able to, where Matthew's kind of getting all the way through a progression. And Robert, what a great aggressive hands catch, you know, kind of an in-breaking route where he makes, you know, a little bit behind him and aggressive hands, does a great job kind of leaning, pressing away. We had great protection. I thought that was the play of the night, because then that enabled us on the very next play to hit Cooper for the long touchdown. But to be able to steal back that momentum, come away with a touchdown on that drive, I thought was, you know, instrumental in the way that the second half really went for our football team. And, you know, Robert is just such a great competitor. You know, even the run that he had where we handed him the ball, you know, just the run instincts, the toughness where he's kind of in and back out. And, you know, what a great catch, too. What a swaggy celebration on his touchdown. I was like, is he in? I said, well, he's for sure in. He slammed the ball down like that. Yeah. So it was fun. Those were some big plays that might not get the recognition, but I think that was as big a play as anything, like you said there, JB.
Sure, and then he leads the way on 3rd and 13 for Cooper Kupp.
You know, awesome.
Weaving through traffic.
Yeah.
When you do pay off an effort like that with a touchdown, with that reward at an end of a game to kind of ice it, had to feel great.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that represents a lot of the things that have been right about the Rams the last handful of years. You know, I can't think of a more selfless receiver group. When you talk about him, when you talk about Cooper, I think you're seeing it rub off on Van Jefferson. Even watching the way that Deshaun has really kind of bought into the culture that Eric Yarber's preaching in that room, it's been special, and I'm forever great. I'm really so grateful to be working with those guys.
It's almost like you can remove wide receiver from Kupp and Woods and just put football player.
Totally agree.
Because they do so much.
Ballers.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they do. They just, and they are just, they're so tough. They're steady. You're right. They do so much more than typically what is being asked of receivers for us. And that, you know, is a big deal to us. and it helps us tremendously.
Hey, Cooper, block Khalil Mack and then go out.
Talk about that.
And he'll do it.
He's smart with how often he has to do that, but those guys, they'll do whatever you ask if they think it's for the best, you know, for the team.
Well, our buildup all week, all through training camp, ever since Cam Akers got hurt, was Daryl Henderson.
Yeah.
And there's question marks. You have to sign Sony Michel. Is he going to be able to play? Is he going to be able to take it? And lo and behold, he takes almost every snap in the game.
Yeah. There's never been a question of his ability, like we've talked about throughout. But I thought he showed toughness. I thought he leveled runs off. I thought whether you say we're in a 4 minute, but we're really trying to sustain the clock, run the clock out, be able to just end the game. I thought he had some crucial conversions, some really tough, hard-earned runs. I thought one of his better plays was the check down that he caught in the red area where he ends up getting it down to the 3-yard line. He played a complete game. If you go back and you watch Cooper Kupp's touchdown that they eventually ruled back and then he ended up punching it in from the one. Alec Ogletree, we all know, really tough physical linebacker. He's blitzing internally. Daryl steps up, puts his face on him, allows Matthew to be able to sit in the pocket, and that's when Cooper broke inside on Marquis Christian that ended up getting spotted on the 1-yard line on the third down and one. So he played a complete game. The flow of the game, you just felt like, hey, we didn't get a whole lot of runs off. We only had 20 plays in the first half. Wanted to continue to go with Daryl. He did an excellent job. But, we'll see. If we get a little bit, more plays off, that's usually reflective of, all right, sustaining some drives, doing some different things. And that could be both for good or bad reasons. You can expect to see Sony and Jake maybe get a little bit more work. But Daryl's our guy, and we leaned heavily on him yesterday and was really pleased with Daryl.
First win in your 5 years with fewer than 25 minutes of possession. Shows how efficient and explosive you were. Sony only got a couple of those snaps, but on one, he had the responsibility of making sure Khalil Mack didn't get hands on the quarterback.
Yes, he did. And that was, I probably got to do a better job of thinking through some of those things, but, he sold out and then Matthew did a great job stepping up, but everybody don't think I'm losing my mind. Sony's a tough guy, but we don't want to live in that world too much.
It worked out on the goal line and it led to Robert Woods' touchdown. 7.7 yards per play. You didn't get as many as you liked, only 50 offensive plays, four of which were Stafford, I think, taking a knee at the end of the halves. Do you like the fact that you didn't go that deep in your game plan, though, in terms of everyone looking, okay, what does the Rams offense look like with Matthew Stafford at the controls? You go into week two with, I imagine, a large amount of inventory still in your pocket.
There was a lot of things that we had hoped to get off that we didn't, and that's a beneficial thing because it's always about winning the football game, but that is a positive thing. And then I think really what you can see is, okay, hey, here's how we had to play that game. Now looking at, all right, the Colts defense, which we know is a really tough outfit under Coach Eberflus. I'll get that preparation started as soon as we finish this up, but it definitely, there was some, bullets left in the chamber last night that, we'll see if they fit in the game plan based on, what Indy's doing on defense.
Save them. Yeah, move them to next week. Oh, yeah. How'd the Biggs play?
Biggs were great.
Brian Allen.
He was awesome, DeMarco. Yeah. I mean, you talked about his toughness, his competitiveness. You talk about a feel-good story, just the resilience that he's shown to just continue to work. A guy that's committed to his craft, had the tough knee injury in 2019 against the Steelers, came back, fought through last year, and really, he did a great job leading the charge last night. I thought against some of the better interior players in this league, Akeem Hicks is a tremendous player. I think Bilal Nichols is one of the more underrated guys, and thought he held his own, had great communication throughout. It was a really clean operation. He got a game ball, but the big guys up front overall, I thought they were physical. I thought they were tough. We had the one sack, but really that was more on, the timing of the play than anything that they could really do up front. Those guys had a good look in their eye. I thought Kevin Carberry's done an outstanding job getting them ready to go, but the leadership from Witt, from Havenstein, from Brian Allen, even to Edwards and Corbett, all five of those guys have played a lot of meaningful snaps. It showed, and feel really good about that group.
How'd you come out health-wise?
We came out pretty good. For all things considered, that was a tough physical game. Sebastian Joseph Day's the only guy. He got his knee banged up a little bit. We might be smart with him on Wednesday's practice. But other than that, I don't expect that to affect his game status for the Colts. But we might be a little bit more, precautious with him early on in the week to make sure he's as fresh as he can be for Sunday. But other than that, we came out pretty good. And, that's all you can ask for.
This is year four for him, right? Seabass? Or Bash?
Big year for
Bash. Yeah, he earned a bet day, right?
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, he earned a bet day. Yeah.
Yes.
No one wants to open a game with a kickoff return that almost breaks your back.
No question.
It's a funny thing. I think that kind of created a sense of urgency on defense. So Perhaps if you don't get the return, you don't get the takeaway.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
I think those are learning ops. I think my favorite part just for our special teams operation and unit overall was, all right, so we lose contain on a really deep kick that a lot of teams would stay in there and make it a touchback. So no excuses. We knew that there was a chance that they were going to bring it out deep, even going back to the way they approached it with Cordero Patterson. But we can't lose contain there. But watch Matt Gay on that play. Watch the athleticism, the effort to make it not a touchdown. Can see Taylor Rapp's there closing as well. And then I thought the defense holding up. You know, you always talk about make them snap it one more time. Kenny Young gets the tip on third down and six, and David Long ends up getting the interception. But watching the way the special teams unit responded from that point on, I thought the heightened sense of urgency, the ability to learn and correct within a game was one of my most positive takeaways. And even with some of the stuff that they did to kind of get a drive all the way down in the tight red area, I love the way our defense just continued to scratch and claw and battle, and they end up coming away with a turnover. And really, I look at what our defense did within the first 19 snaps of the game. It, in essence, equated to three turnovers, with that turnover actually Jalen Ramsey's fourth down and four break up on when they tried to, you know, hit Robinson on the quick game, you know, and then Justin Hollins forcing the fumble that Kenny Young recovered on the fourth down. I mean, to be able to do that defensively, that was a good start. Those guys did a great job.
Real quickly on Gay, did he not get the memo that you were going vertical on play three? Because did he not have his helmet? He wasn't ready.
What the hell are you doing, man? And it's, you know, Joe DiCamillo said, that's going in my book. I've never quite seen that. We're like, we got 10 guys on the field. Usually it's somebody that's not really sure. But the kicker, you know what? He's lucky he made that thing. But he got a game ball career long on the 53-yarder that he banged true. But better make sure he hits that extra point. So the only excuse, which I'm not giving him this one, though, he said he thought he was down. I said, never assume that.
Going back to that opening red zone sequence on defense, though, false start and timeout before the pick. Did you feel SoFi for the first time on defense in that environment?
Yeah, you did. I mean, it was electric. It was so loud. I thought the fans did a great job of really, you know, I've heard Mr. Kroenke talk about it. Want to be able to create that game day home field atmosphere and advantage, and you really felt that, and it was outstanding. Mm-hmm.
Watching AD jump around, like, and encouraging the crowd to get crowd noise.
Yep.
I'm like, this is what football's about. I bet he's happy with crowd noise now.
Yeah, he's happy. He loves it. That atmosphere was electric, and you know, hopefully many of those to come.
You know, you love to torture secondaries. This is just me to you. When you watch
everyone else,
but yeah, when you watch Jalen Ramsey play, I mean, he's doing things that corners can't do or shouldn't be able to do.
He is, he's a special football player. You watch the way that, you know, there was a toss crack play where they end up pulling a guard around the perimeter. He blows up the, you know, the second crack, and then he also throws off the pulling guard. He's so physical, so violent. You talk about a finisher. He was all over the place last night. I thought his leadership was on display in a big way. You know, he's just got such a charisma and a presence about himself. I mean, you watch how excited he was, you know, to see Stafford hit Van on the first one, but then you watch just the play after play that he makes. He can influence the game in so many different ways. And I thought Raheem did a great job deploying him in a variety of ways, but he made it come to life. And I think that's also a real credit to some of our other players' versatility. You look at Darius Williams' ability to be able to play outside, play inside. But Jalen was tremendous. Won a game. He got a game ball, well deserving of that. And I think you can see him, you know, only expect him to build on that, but he was outstanding.
Unreal.
There's a two-play sequence on opposite sides of the field. He took down Goodwin, I think, and then Mooney. And it took me back to a conversation I had on Chicago radio, believe it or not, earlier this summer, asked to compare Deion Sanders to Jalen Ramsey and their unique ability to kind of take away half of the field in an NFL game. Well, one obvious difference is I don't remember Prime doing much of taking on pulling guards.
No, you know, and Deion is one of the best ever to do it. What's so unique about Jalen is the physical presence that he has. You know, he's so elite. He can be that shutdown corner, but I think he's so much more than that. He's not, you know, you can put him in those situations where he's getting more playoffs. You're influencing and affecting the game in a way that the offenses just can't go away from you. You can activate him in a variety of ways. And, you know, like we've kind of said before, it's almost like playing Where's Waldo? Where's he going to be? We're going to really continue to try to maximize his ability, and there's no limitations. But I mean, he's, you know, you talk about like with those receivers, he's not only a shutdown corner, he is a premier football player that's making plays, whether he's lined up as an outside linebacker, as a star in the interior parts of the defense. I wouldn't be shocked if you could put him at an interior rusher and he'd find a way to make plays. But the possibilities are endless, and his play energy, his engagement, how locked in he was. And then the other thing that I think has really been fun for me to see is he's bringing people with him now. You know, that's what the great leaders do. And that's what he's got to see on his chest. Yeah. And that's a real credit to, you know, what his teammates have seen from him.
I knew his ability in Jacksonville. I didn't know much about him. Is that leadership quality? Is that new? Is that something you saw here, or did he bring that with him?
Well, I think he's always had a great charisma and presence about himself. You know, his play energy, you know, he's a magnetic personality. But I think what you're seeing is he's comfortable now here. He's really being utilized in a way that I think gets him excited. And I think he's really embracing his teammates. I think he's really taking a real intentional approach to being himself. He is always refreshingly himself, but leading in a way that brings people with you. And that's what the greats do is, you know, they not only play great themselves, but they also make others around them better. That's what AD does. Mm. That's what Jalen's been doing. And you see that really from our leaders, but Jalen's definitely done that. And I think, you know, it's only going to continue to grow from here.
Here's one of the underrated individual stories on the roster, I think. Kenny Young.
Yeah.
How did he go being a return piece in that Marcus Peters deal to now your every down off-ball linebacker?
Just one day at a time, great focus from him. He's got great ability. I think, you know, when you come in the middle of a season, it's hard to really separate yourself because of the way that you practice and, you know, to really demonstrate, okay, hey, and he had been, you know, a guy that was playing a lot of significant snaps on that defense that was really a tough outfit that, you know, they ended up being the one seed in the AFC that year. And so he just gotten better and better. I think the skill set that he possesses is great instincts. He's a run and hit kind of guy, but now he's getting more comfortable. You know, again, similar to what we were saying with Jalen, just getting comfortable with the atmosphere, the environment, your teammates, knowing how that they want to play. And then I also think the coach is doing a good job of, hey, we're learning about you. Let's make sure we continue to try to take advantage of all the different things that you can bring to the table. Chris Shule has been great with him, but he has been an awesome story. And I thought he was one of the bright spots in the game yesterday, just flying around. He had his hand in both of those two turnovers, getting the tip and then obviously recovering the fumble. But his contributions were so much more than just that.
You can always improve on defense. A few runs popped, but I thought the linebackers in particular, all of them, including Troy Reader, were great with all that pre-snap motion, figuring stuff out, getting guys lined up, and then boom, getting to the football.
I agree, DeMarco. I was pleased. And I think you got to give credit to Chicago. You know, they had a lot of time to be able to put a plan, and they had some good plays. And I think David Montgomery, you know, you look at the way that he finished the season, especially when they went on a little run to get themselves in the playoffs. He's one of the better backs in this league. He's young. He's got great contact balance. He's got the speed to be able to finish. And you can activate him in a variety of ways, you know, not exclusive to a certain scheme. He can run all types of schemes. And so they did a good job, but I was really pleased with the inside linebackers. And you mentioned it, Kenny and Troy were really good.
There was a moment in your preseason finale in Denver where Justin Hollins was kind of on the field catching up with some of his former teammates. Yeah. And it was a reminder that as you take on this difficult task of trying to select your initial 53, just how thin that margin is between not being there or playing a, you know, career role, two sacks, eight tackles in the opener for the Rams against the Bears last night.
It was, he's been great. And I think, you know, you look at when we were able to get him, you know, as a claim, and his just role just steadily increased because you couldn't help but be aware of this guy's a good football player, man. He's got versatility, and you're really saying, okay, what is he? Is he an outside backer? He's an inside backer. He's a football player. Mm-hmm. And so I think to our defensive staff's credit last year, they just kept finding ways to implement him in a way that puts pressure on the offense, puts him in positions to do the things that he does really well. Well, now you get that confidence. He really had his role increase as the season went on last year. And now you're saying, okay, who's going to be the guy that really is playing opposite Leonard Floyd to solidify the outside linebacker position? And he did that in a big way. He's had a really good offseason. I think Thad Bogardus has done a great job with that group as a whole. But really, Justin's production is a credit to what we've seen every day on the practice field. He's really been intentional about approaching it the right way and really happy for him. And, you know, you look at the guys, there was a lot of guys we could have recognized, but with Kenny, with Jalen, and then also Justin Hollins, those guys were the recipients of the game balls from our defensive side of the football.
Well, to be fair, Aaron gave him gift wrap one of those sacks.
He did.
He got a different kind of gift.
Yes, she did. That's, you know what? It's amazing. That first, on the first turnover, you know, on the fourth down forced fumble, you could see Peters had such great, you know, respect where it's a vertical set and Hollins just turns the corner right there. And that's where you say, Aaron, come on over here and give me a hug. I appreciate you, buddy. But he is, but that's what Aaron does, man. He helps everyone else around him. And it's guys' ability to be able to maximize those chances that you get when you play next to the best player in the
world. That's when we do, as D linemen, we do this. You know what this means? That's an intentional walk. You know, they let you walk in there and get one.
I'm sure you didn't have any problem with any of those.
Hey, free sacks are good. Speaking of AD, when you guys have personal conversations, I mean, he is basically like Ali.
Yeah.
He's the biggest game, the biggest memory for whoever he's playing against that day. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit different for him going against just the average offensive lineman. That guy becomes a Pro Bowler that day. Do you have conversations with AD about stuff like that?
I think he understands the expectations. You know, nobody has higher standards for Aaron Donald than he does of himself. Mm-hmm. And that's the best part about it. I mean, this guy, if you know, I tell people this all the time. You know, they always ask about Aaron, you know, how good is he, whatever. I say, however good you think he is, he's way better. Mm-hmm. And he's so much fun. He's such a blessing to be able to work with DeMarco. You know that from being around him, but he brings it every single snap. I've seen more creative ways of protecting and him manipulating the way that coverage or that protection schemes are altered or adjusted, because if you don't have a plan for him, he's going to ruin your day. And he did a great job of affecting the game. I know the standards he has. He wanted to finish some of those plays, but I think what's great is at the end, the closer found a way to close it out, getting his sack, and that's what he does. He's going to find a way to get his, and, you know, he did a great job of freeing up some of his teammates. I know that, you know, he's the type of guy that's like, oh, I can play better, but he still found a way to close it out, and that's what makes him Ali, as you would say.
I know that was a frustrating day for him, but to see him get the sack to end the game was apropos. You know what I mean? He was that close a bunch of times and then finally got there.
He's going to keep swinging, and that's what the great competitors do.
Do you have another one NFL team he has not performed against?
That he has not performed against?
Oh, yeah.
In terms of?
The next one.
Is that right?
Indianapolis. Remember how this all started for you in 2017?
I do. Yes. You know what? That's a great point. Why would you bring something negative? Like, well, you know what?
It's positive.
He came back. It was positive. He still wins Defensive Player of the Year and sits out week one. Right. Don't give him any ideas, though. You know. But you're right. Now that you're bringing me back to those memories, I was going to Atlanta to try to see if we could get him, you know, get his agents to agree to a deal. And it was, fortunately we got that behind us, but I forgot that, he had missed that opener. And then the first game was Washington in 2017. For him. You're right.
So I know how the, there's no such thing as a one-on-one in his world, right?
Yeah.
But how much are you looking forward to seeing the matchup with Quentin Nelson, who by reputation might be the best guard in the game?
Yeah, he's a great player. He's a great competitor. You know, I'm interested to really start studying them, see what it looks like, see what they look like in week one. I know they had a great game against Seattle, which we have great appreciation and respect for those guys and what they do consistently. But it's going to be a five-star matchup. But every time Aaron Donald's in a game, he's always that you know, guy that people have their eyes on. And certainly that'll be a fun one to watch with two elite players going at it in those opportunities.
Now that stuff's on tape offensively, do you shelve it? Do you tweak it? I mean, now they can watch it. I mean, how do you, as a play caller?
Every single week.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of what the game planning process entails is, all right, what have you done? What's the defense doing? And then where is that balance between running stuff that our guys are comfortable with, but also making sure that we have answers to attack some of the things that you're seeing? And so I'm excited about that, being able to kind of build from week one to week two and get this preparation started, as long as you guys don't keep me here too long.
You're almost done.
Well, 15 more minutes.
Darius Leonard, DeForest Buckner, two of the biggest names on their defense and one that I've heard you talk about before with great respect.
Great players. You know, obviously very familiar with DeForest. I think he's a guy that, you know, got the recognition that he deserved, especially, you know, when that run of the Super Bowl that the Niners made. But he had been playing at a really high level for long before that. You know, imposing player, really a complete player that's playing on all three downs. He has some versatility where you can play him across the front, but he makes his hay inside. He's got great length, but he's stout against the run. He's got great movement and ability to work edges on people or go through you with just his overall size as a rusher. And you can see why he earned that big deal. And that was, you know, he's a tremendous player. Darius Leonard, very similar in alignment with all the things you respect so much about Fred Warner. I think these are two of the most instinctual, you know, sideline to sideline players. But you talk about the above the neck and then the physical tools to be able to match it. Darius is a playmaker. It seems like he had an amazing punch punch out on Chris Carson. I haven't gotten a chance to dive into it yet, but both of those guys are, you know, upper echelon players in the league. Definitely arguably some of the best at their positions, but they're two of the best defensive players in this league. And I think that's why those two have really been the catalyst for why Indy's been so good on defense the last few years.
Big W, big win number one for you. Is it too early for a victory Monday, or we still working?
We're always working. No victory Mondays. Hey, on to the next one.
On to the next one.
Feedback for next week. Do you want a grease board, a telestrator, anything we can do to make?
Hey, listen, I can have as much fun with this as you guys want, man. So it's always a pleasure. It's good to be able to do this in person with you guys again, and it's always fun.
Congratulations on another week one victory. Safe travels to Indianapolis. We're looking forward to doing this again next week.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, for Sean McVay, for Marco Farr, I'm JB Long. This has been the Coach McVay Show, week two edition, previewing the matchup with the Indianapolis Colts here on all of the Rams platforms.